All right, we're going to call the meeting to order, the December 5th meeting of the Bucksport Planning Board. Call to order. Roll call.
James Morrison.
Yes.
Brian McDonald.
Here.
David Grant.
Present.
Steve Feit.
Here.
Edward Belcher.
Here.
George Hanson is absent. Christopher Johnson.
Yes.
The review and acceptance of minutes from the November 7th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Are you? There is no chair report. Code enforcement officer's report.
I don't have a report this evening either, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Limited public forum. This is an opportunity for the public to address the board on matters related to the land use and the planning, or planning in the town of Bucksport. That is something that is not on the agenda for tonight. So that limited public forum is open. Anybody wish to address the board?
Yes, I got the house next to that development that's going to win.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, okay? Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll close the limited public forum. Unfinished business, none. New business. Proposed contract zone agreement to allow 100-lot mobile home park and a community center in the R1 DCR, R1 SL, and RPO districts on a lot fronting Central Street, identified on town tax map 5 as lot 22. Applicant, Michael Hawes.
George is about to come in, so
okay.
Wait for a second.
Yep.
George. Get used to adding them at the end.
George. So what we have this evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board, is a proposed contract zone, which I'll explain in more detail in a minute, but it pertains to the establishment of a brand new zoning district that affects just one property. In this case, property owned by Michael Hawes on Central Street. And I have some pictures I'd like to show you to help you become more familiar with this property. I'll hand out copies. They're black and white copies. They're not that great quality, but at least you'll have a copy for your records, and I'll show you on the overhead. The color versions. Yeah, so this is a copy of our tax map that shows Mr. Hawes' property. I've outlined it in orange to help identify it better. It's on tax map 5, lot 22. As you can see, it's adjacent to Silver Lake, frontage on Central Street right here. You see that? If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to stop me. This is from our town's zoning map that shows, again, the outline of the lot, and this is where we identify what districts it's in. The gray shaded area here is the R1 DCR. DCR is short for Developing Corridor. It's a rural district that follows the back roads of Bucksport. It goes about 1,000 feet off each side of the road. So the first 1,000 feet of Hawes property is in that district. Once you get 1,000 feet, it turns to this area here, which is called the R1 Silver Lake section. This is, a rural district, but because it's adjacent to Silver Lake, it has further restrictions when it comes to what uses are allowed here. So that's this white area here. And then when you get within 250 feet of the shore of Silver Lake, it turns to a shoreland zone. In this case, it's called the Resource Protection Overlay District, RPO for short. So there are three zoning districts that affect this property.
Is R1, is that residential?
No, well, it's a rural district that doesn't allow residential uses, in addition to agriculture, forestry, things of that nature. The property is also, this is not a zone, by the way, in town here, but I just wanted to show you that the property is also in the watershed of Silver Lake. I marked X, the approximate location of the property here. And this pink shaded area here is, or rose shaded, whatever you want to call it, is the actual watershed as identified by DEP. This is a DEP map. It was done in 1997. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So why do we need a contract zone? That's because in our land use ordinance, we have a table here that identifies mobile home parks. And it tells you where and where they're not allowed. The X indicates it's not an allowed use. And O indicates that it is an allowed use, not subject to a land use review. But in this case here, it's referred in the rural district. It refers you to a land use note, E3. That's down here, where it says that mobile home parks may only be located in the R1 HP, and I'll explain that in a minute, or the R1 DCR, which I've already identified, adjacent to the R1 HP that is on the southerly side of Central Street or Bucks Mills Road, the southerly side of Russell Hill Road, or the northerly side of State Route 46, and I'll show you in a minute what that actually is describing on the map. That footnote also indicates that approval of mobile home parks is required by the planning board in accordance with the requirements of Appendix C subdivision. So a mobile home park is a subdivision that will require your review if the contract zone change is approved. So that description I just read about where mobile home parks are allowed in Bucksport is shown more clearly on this map, where I've outlined in orange the parts of our town where we allow mobile home parks. And essentially it's bordered by Central Street, Bucks Mills Road, Russell Hill Road, and Route 46, and then the zoning boundary district between the C3 district and the R1 Heritage Park section. That was the R1 HP section that I mentioned earlier. It stands for Heritage Park Section. So this is where you can put a mobile home park without having to go through a contract zone change. Here I've also identified Mr. Haas' property. It's just outside that area, but unfortunately it is outside, so it's a use that can't be permitted through the normal means. And this is the only other part of our land use ordinance where mobile home parks are mentioned, and it simply says again that mobile home parks are subject to compliance with the requirements of the Bucksport Town Code, Appendix C subdivisions. This is a satellite view that I wanted to show you, just to give you an idea of the surrounding developments here. Yeah, this is the Haas property here. It's not outlined, but this is roughly where the property we're talking about tonight is located. To the right is the town's capped landfill. To the left is the town's public garage. And this road takes you back to the trail systems that is on town-owned property. It's not on this, shown in this picture here. And then we have a few homes across the street. We have a residential subdivision here, the Royal Ridge subdivision. And we have a small trailer park, a mobile home park, I should say, that's located right here.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's, I'm drawing a blank on the name. Mm. Is it Gray's? Not Gray's.
Acorn.
Acorn, yeah.
That's the name of the mobile home park?
Acorn.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a small mobile home park, 4 or 5, I think, 4 or 5 blocks. I should also point out, too, that this is a non-conforming use because it's not non-conforming. I have to check that. Actually, it's actually in the area where mobile home parks allow, so it is conforming use. What I'm trying to get to is that although mobile home parks are not allowed in this area over here, mobile homes are. If you wanted to, if you had a lot and you wanted to place a mobile home on that lot, you can actually do that with permit in the rural district where this property is located. A mobile home park, by definition, is when you have three or more mobile homes on a lot. This gives you an idea of the shape of the lot, just again, in contrast with the surrounding properties. But the actual lot, I've learned, is not quite as big as shown here. There's a piece of the top here that's cut off. I don't know how much is cut off, but there's a piece that up in here that belongs to somebody else. I'll show you in a second a better depiction of that. So we have tonight a proposed mobile home park. And when I sent out your packet, I didn't have any plan to include in that. But since then, I have received a plan. And this is a very preliminary sketch of what this mobile home park may look like. So here's Central Street down here. This is showing actually two entrances, but this area here, this small triangular shape area, will not have mobile home lots here. It was shown here. I'm not sure why the engineer did that, but Mr. Hawes is not planning to use this area for mobile homes. This is going to be an area where he's planning to build a community center, a building for a community center. The mobile home lots will be back in here. We have 36 lots shown here, and as you know, on the agenda, it describes a 100-lot mobile home park. I don't think we're going to have a 100-lot mobile home park. There's just not enough room for that. So it'll be some number less than that. I'm not sure how much less, but right now we're showing 36 lots here. Ignore these lots down here. Those aren't being proposed. More lots might be possible down here, but there also needs to be room for an on-site engineered septic system, which is what Mr. Hawes is proposing. That's not shown at all on this plan. This is a very preliminary sketch plan. I also received, a very rough sketch of wetlands on the property. And again, keep in mind, remember the last drawing was, I showed you the triangular shape here. Here's Central Street. So the wetlands are pretty much near the front of the lot. No wetlands are identified to the back. Maybe there are, just they're not being identified. This area will not be developed because of the wetlands.
Excuse me. Isn't that the area that this showed? I mean, 40?
Well, let me go back to the other one, just for clarification. So the map the wetlands map I just showed you, the wetlands are located in this area right here. And a little bit down here. So I'm not sure if there are wetlands in here. There are none that have been mapped. But and Mr. Hodge can explain this in more detail about how much of this area he hopes to develop as part of his plan. That hasn't been identified just yet. Showing you a street view of, to give you some idea of the type of road that this park will intersect with. This is actually the entrance to the transfer station here. The park entrance would be up in this neighborhood up in here. And it's pretty good sight distance from both directions, so I don't think that's going to be an issue with getting an entrance permit from MDOT. This is a state road, so it does require a state permit. So that's basic information about this property. So your task is to decide if a special zone should be identified to allow mobile home parks on this property. And that special zone is called a contract zone. So in our land use ordinance, we have provisions that deal with contract zones. This is where you go to determine what you need to do in your review of this proposal. So it starts off by saying that any land use may be allowed in an area identified as a CZO district, provided that the rezoning is consistent with the purpose of the town comprehensive plan as adopted. The land use is consistent with existing and permitted uses in any applicable underlying district. The land use has received planning board approval as a conditional use. Appropriate conditions and restrictions relating to the physical development and use of the property have been made part of the approval. The town council has approved the rezoning for the land use, and both the property owner and, or their authorized representative in the town have entered into a written agreement that provides for the implementation and enforcement of all terms and conditions imposed and agreed to by the parties pursuant to the session. So it is really, it's a contract. It's an agreement between parties. It's put in writing. There are stipulations, conditions, and limitations, provisions that are all spelled out in that agreement. Part of your duties is to hold a public hearing, and it'll be up to you to decide when you want to hold that public hearing. It's not been scheduled yet. Section 9.2.3 describes your duty to conduct a review in accordance with the review requirements of Section 11.4. I'm going to tell you that's not going to be applicable because, as I pointed out earlier in the table of land uses, mobile home parks are not subject to a land use review. They're subject to a subdivision review. So you will not be conducting a land use review for this project. You can, however, nevertheless, place any conditions of approval that you think are appropriate or necessary to meet the requirements of this ordinance, including limitation on the height, floor area, lot coverage of structures, limitations on the intensity and extent of the uses permitted, increased setbacks if you think it's appropriate, the installation, operation, and maintenance of physical improvements for the convenience of the general public, including but not limited to off-street parking lots, traffic control devices, fencing, plantings, and landscaping. So that's your task. And once you've completed your review and you decide to recommend that this contract zone change be approved, it then goes to the town council. They also will hold their own public hearing, make their own decision. If they also approve the contract zone change, then once the agreement is signed by all parties, Mr. Hawes will be returning to you once more for the subdivision review. Any questions about this process?
So we don't get into the particulars of the subdivision, like the water and the septic systems and all that until after.
You'll be asking for documentation like that from the property owner when he brings a subdivision application.
Right, so that's right. Not necessary for this.
This review actually is asking you to decide if a mobile home park is appropriate and fits in well for the area that's being proposed. And if so, should a zone be established to allow that? What information you need to feel comfortable about that, I guess it's going to be up to you, but I don't think you really need to get into the nitty-gritty detailed information that requires extensive studies and expensive documentation that you might need to have when you do your subdivision review.
Well, for instance, one of the things that I'm concerned about is there's 36 lots there right now, and once you go further towards Silver Lake, the slope of the land gets pretty steep. And how much closer is he going to get to the lake?
Yeah, maybe it'll be a good time for Mr. Hawes to come up here and answer your questions.
Yeah. Want the lights on?
Yeah.
So the steepness.
Well,
yeah.
How about just do your presentation, I guess, and then, what's the minimum number of lots do you need to make this feasible?
There's probably enough right there, which is about 36. But if we have to grow, then we want to grow a little more. But I mean, we're not going to get too many down there because, like you said, it is getting steep.
It does look like it's getting pretty steep.
Yeah, yep. It gets steep. So, It's not as many as I wanted, but that'll work. So, but who knows if we can, so we'll see. Any other questions?
Right now, the sketch you presented at the moment doesn't show the community center, but
no, and that may not happen. It depends on how many lots I can fill. It's got to be feasible. So, at 100, it would have really worked, but yeah. At 36, might not happen. So, we'll see.
But that first presentation of some lots up near the road.
Yeah.
Showing two entrances on this
right.
Central Street.
Yeah. Probably still have two entrances.
You think you still want to?
Yeah. Huh? We may. It's hard to tell. It depends on what the engineers say, too. So, just make easy access.
How's it going to work, Mike? Are you going to own the mobile homes?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
You got place restrictions on the
55 and older.
Yeah.
I'd like to have new homes in there. So.
You aren't selling homes, so.
No. Well, I guess you have to be. I think you have to be a dealer. You have to have be a licensed person. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not exactly sure. I haven't talked to the state on that yet. So
an applicant can bring his own relatively new home.
Probably bring a new home. Yes.
Size restrictions on it?
I haven't got that far.
No. You must figure out the septic size.
Yeah, so my soil scientist was saying that I can have 12 two-bedrooms on one leach field, or I can have 8 three-bedrooms. So I'll have one leach field. They'll share a leach field on those, and then every unit will have its own tank, so I can isolate if there's a problem with one tenant. So.
So you just have a common leach field?
Yeah. There'll be a few of them around. Depends on what the soil conditions are, you know, where they are. Yep. So we'll run a gray water, almost like a town sewer line down to the leach field. So all the gray water will go out to the street and then down.
You're going to separate out gray water from sewage.
I'm going to separate, the gray water is going to run to the leach field, of course, and then the tank's going to have all the solids. See what I'm saying? I'm going to push my gray water to the leach fields.
Kitchen sink, bathroom sink.
No, well, that'll all go to the tank. That'll all go to the tank. Everything will go to the tank, and then from there, like a regular leach field will work.
And then what are you calling gray water?
Gray water is what comes out of the back side of the tank.
Oh.
Yeah, so it works at the tank, and then it separates the solids out, and the gray water goes to the leach field.
The laundry is considered gray water. Mm.
Yep, anything that comes out of the back side of the tank is gray water. Yeah.
So what I'm saying, are you having two sewer lines out of the building?
No, one.
Okay, then gray water is not an issue.
Where would the leach fields be located?
Well, this is, like I said, this is a rough sketch right now. We may have to put some space in between the units. It depends on where the soil conditions are good. So, hard to tell right now. Hopefully downhill and in good soil. That's my plan.
I guess if I were a neighbor, I would concern myself with it's a fair amount of people in one spot.
Yes.
And how is there any? You'll have restrictions on how many cars they can have.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I've looked at a lot of the restrictions that these parks in Florida have, and it's going to be, they adopt a lot of their plans.
Yeah.
So, I haven't really got down to making rules yet, but.
And children allowed or no?
No.
No. Children.
Well water?
Well water.
No concern with the capped landfill
How far away from the landfill?
It's going to be regulated. I have to be a public water supply, so it will be regulated by the state.
The Malone Park on Russell Hill is public water.
Yeah.
And it's a well. Has to be tested regularly.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really no way to get around that.
When the people put a mobile home on there, will they be buying the lot or will they be renting the lot?
Renting the lot.
Okay.
Yep.
So you put restrictions on if they don't comply,
yeah,
they'll have to leave?
Yes. Yep.
And have you looked into that yet, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now, the community center is up in the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be financially viable.
Yeah. Hmm. They don't really make a lot of money.
Well, the in-town places have community center. Basically, within Gardner School was a community room.
Yeah, something like that. And there may be something small like that, but I wanted to do I really wanted to do a big one for the town, but. We'll see.
Well, there's a great deal of camaraderie in the older communities.
Yeah, yeah.
And they enjoy the game.
They enjoy it, yeah.
Stuff, so.
That's kind of why I wanted it.
Future walking trails, et cetera,
yeah.
Certain set-asides.
Yeah, that's what we plan on doing, okay. Walking trails.
Mm-hmm. Wheelchair accessible for Ed. He moves in there.
Yeah, I could move in next week.
Yeah. I'm jealous of a little older.
I think all the things we're talking about tonight, though, are applicable to the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the contract's on.
To the later review.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really have much to do with deciding whether or not we agree to have an overlay contract zone for the district.
Yeah.
This property is not much different in occupancy than the property across the road that where trailer parks are allowed, is it?
Right, yeah.
And so it seems to be pretty much the same type of character, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So mobile home parks are allowed across the street from this property, and mobile homes, as I said earlier, are allowed on individual lots in the rural district, which comprises a big chunk of this property.
Anybody else?
Are good?
Thank you. Right. Anybody else wish to say anything?
Are there going to be any dogs allowed in this property?
Could you come up to the podium, please?
No.
Thank you.
No?
I think I'd have to have dogs allowed. Probably be a size.
Right.
Size.
Yeah, could you tell us who you are?
Gordon Holmes. I own the house next to the property.
Okay.
And right now, between the dog pound and the next neighbor down the road, you can hear barking all day. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You got 37 dogs down there.
Wow.
You know, that's
true. Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
That was a no.
Anybody else?
Did you say that dog, Mike? Did you say dogs will not be allowed?
No, they will be. I think right now, yeah. I mean, all the people like dogs, and maybe another battle to fight right there. So.
Come on up. Could you tell us who you are?
Okay. Yes, my name is David Baker. I live right across the road at on Central Street from this proposed development. And I have a number of questions and comments. And is this the appropriate time?
Sure.
One of the things that just occurred to me while he was talking is this seems too preliminary to even for you guys to make any decision on. First is 38 units, then it's 100 units, then it's community center, then it's not a community center. It's going to be on the wetlands and it's not. When does this stuff get nailed down before you make your decision? It seems way too rough at the moment, doesn't it?
Could I answer that question, Mr. Chair?
Please.
So the process involves the planning board holding a public hearing on the proposed contract zone. That's not tonight. Tonight is just an informal opportunity for the public to comment. Okay. By the way, I didn't tell the board. I sent out abutter notices to 15 abutters. I wasn't required to do that, but I thought it would be nice to have abutters, give them an opportunity to play a role in this from day one, the first time you meet on this. And we do have some abutters that did show up. I think you'll find the board is going to ask for probably a more definitive site plan to show exactly what's going to happen on this lot before they make the decision. But there will be a formal public hearing at some point that will give you and others as well an opportunity to comment on the proposed plan as, you know, other than what you see tonight.
All right. But I thought you had said that it was up to these gentlemen now to decide whether or not this contract change, the zone should be allowed.
I'm sorry for the confusion, but it is up to them, but the decision
not now.
The decision is not going to be tonight. No.
Okay. Thanks. I don't know then if it's appropriate for all of my comments and so on, but generally I'd like to say that I'm opposed to the development over there. Living right across the road, I think that at least my property values and my neighbors, Mr. Holmes, Steve Bishop, among others, I don't know all of these people here, their property values will be impacted by having, you keep referring to it as a mobile home park, and I understand the semantics involved. Lots of people just still call them a trailer park. And I wasn't quite sure, I believe you asked the question, whether these would be owned lots or rented lots. I don't know what the answer was.
They're going to be rented from
him.
The landowner.
So the people living there will not have any, shall we say, long-term commitment to that land, those lots, the entire development. Is this true? It's just something for you to think about or maybe discuss it.
Most people that rent don't really have a commitment to anything, so.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're renting.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about. It's just something for you to think about.
Yeah.
And what becomes of the mobile home? Since this is for 55 and older, presumably some of these people are going to get older and die. Hard facts of life. I probably will, too.
I don't know of anybody in the room that isn't.
At any rate, what happens? What do they do with the mobile home? Just another thing to think about.
It's in an estate.
Yeah. Do they pass it on to someone? Can they give it to their youngsters? Even if they're 55 or younger, younger than 55, can they pass it on to them? If they do, will they have to move it?
I'm sure that'll be addressed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's no bylaws yet,
thank
I don't
you.
Believe,
I,
for the park.
Just something for you to think about.
Yeah, that's fine.
Among all this.
Keep it going, you're on a roll.
Okay. The traffic coming out of there is going to be significant. And unless you folks are familiar with the traffic going into and out of the transfer station, as we are right across the road from them, it's significant. It is significant. When that transfer station is open, there's a lot of cars go in and out every day. And furthermore, dozens of them, maybe not a dozen a day, but a half a dozen a day typically will turn around in my driveway as well as Steve's over there. And this will add to it by a bunch, I'm sure. I mean, whether it's 36 or 100, this is going to add a lot to the traffic pattern. And I don't know how you're thinking about controlling that. You pointed out that there's a significant difference in there. Depends on where he puts that road. There's not a whole lot of room. If he's directly across the road from me, where he puts the entrance, there's maybe 100 yards.
Right. So I know that
not a lot.
The Central Street is a state road, so any new entrance requires a permit from DOT.
Yeah.
They have their own dimensional requirements for site distance,
right.
So they'll be making that determination.
Okay. Another thing I just kind of want to ask is, what are the benefits to the town? Why are they doing this? Why would you want to? What's in it for you?
One of the things that is spelled out in our new comprehensive plan is that we should look to have more housing for elderly senior citizens. So
I've heard advised, and I read the basically the comments or suggestions from the I don't know what you call it, an advisory company that was hired by the town, suggesting that homes be improved in town, make everything look better, spruce things up a bit. I recall that being...
They've done it for years.
Excuse me?
A number of programs over the
right.
last 15 years.
So I don't see... In my opinion, unless this is some real beauty, I don't see a trailer park or mobile home park being significantly, call it an aesthetic beauty to me, to my the way of thinking, unless it's an exceptional development. That was just another thought for me. And at any rate, my thinking is, well, there would be standards, assume, and those would be written into restrictive rules or ordinances or whatever that you folks would develop or the town would develop. There would be standards for each of these mobile homes. There is also potential to... for low income or for elderly developments to go slip into low income developments over time. That seems another thought.
If you do you know where Monty Coombs lives or has his mobile home park rather on Russellville Road?
No, I don't. No.
It's coming off of Central Street, it's on the left side. And that's an extremely well-run mobile home. It's an excellent. And people, you know, if they die, somebody else moves in. Not necessarily. They don't own the trailers.
Right.
They don't
particularly
want to own them. But it does work if there's good management.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Take a ride through that.
Right. And how long is the fellow who is developing this committed to managing it?
Well, he's young.
He's younger than
I know he's young, but are you planning to? Are you getting committed for the next 40, 50 years?
Yeah, I hope so.
Or
yeah, my retirement.
5 or 10. Yeah.
I'll probably be living there at some point.
No, no offense here.
No, that's
this
fine.
This is not
fine.
Personal.
No,
so.
No, that's fine.
But I, as a property owner, right across the road, directly across the road from this, I'm opposed.
Okay.
If you would please take that into consideration as you go along, and hopefully we'll see you at the next meeting.
I mean, I think it's good for us to hear, for Mike to hear what your thoughts are. It's not a bad thing to share it now, and maybe some of them can be answered for the next meeting.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Hello there. Hi. My name's Steve Bishop. I live on Central Street, across the street from Mr. Holmes, and on the northern end of Mr. Baker. I've spoken with both the neighbors at length about this. They've actually gone as far as to call me, and I've approached them when the property first came up for sale, and we've had a good open line of communication in regards to this. As well as I have with Mike. Mike and I know each other very well. I've had numerous business dealings with Mike, and I have no complaints on doing business with him whatsoever. Everything he's done that I've experienced from doing business with him has always been what he said it would be, and it seems to be very legitimate in regards to his intentions. A concern that I expressed to him and both to the neighbors when we'd had some of our discussions was that I've seen multiple facilities start out being elderly housing and have evolved and slipped into other forms of housing that have not fit their intended purpose and have not been maintained for what their intended purpose was as time went on. I understand Mr. Hawes is a businessman, and he's going to do a good job taking care of whatever it is he proposes, but at some point in time, if this land is allowed to become what it's proposed to be, what other uses could it be transitioned into, or what type of changes could be made later on down the road that wouldn't necessarily sound so appealing? So that's the concern that I have that I've spoke with all them about. So looking towards the future, if that's what this land is allowed to be used for, now is the time to set things up the right way to make sure that if it's intended for elderly housing, 55 and older, that's in the contract zone. That's how it stays.
It stays that way.
So thank you very much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
There is, just for clarification, there is a provision in the contract, so the draft contract zone, that allows that stipulation, the 55 and over stipulation, to be changed subject to town council approval.
Anyone else?
That's weird.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Can I speak?
Of course.
I have some questions of the code enforcement officer on this. We received this packet in the mail the other day. In the packet, for the edification of the audience, it was a contract zone agreement, proposal. How did this come about? How did this contract zone agreement get developed?
It was drafted by me based on a model that we followed for previous contract zone agreements.
Okay. And is there anybody else in the town that you had any discussions, like with the town manager, anybody about this proposal, or has she been involved in?
Not yet.
Okay. The contract zone agreement proposed one here on page 3. On section 5, says it has a sunset clause. This contract zone agreement, may I read it?
Please.
This contract zone agreement will be null and void and of no further force and effect, and impose no limitations or obligations on any part of either party 2 years from the date of approval by the town, except that the parties may, by mutual agreement, extend the expiration date in this clause as it may be appropriate to do so, or amend this agreement to remove the sunset clause upon finding no further purpose of expiration date for this agreement. So is it my understanding from reading that, and excuse my not being very good at this, that this, unless both parties mutually agree that the contract zone agreement is null and void after 2 years? Is that what I'm reading?
Yes.
So, okay, so then it would become not a contract zone, but an approved zone or recognized zone within the grid of the different zone locations we have. It would just be a new kind of zone that would be in place there, but not identified as a contract zone.